Welcome to today's Bible study. Praise the Lord. Jesus is Lord. This is Dr. Ruth, and we continue here with my Bible study, which is an expository, meaning verse-by-verse study out of the Gospel of Mark, the ministry of Jesus Christ, our Lord, Savior, and Redeemer. Hopefully, you have been listening to the previous sessions and following me throughout this teaching, because we have covered a wealth of material that I know will bless you abundantly and give you a deeper revelation of Jesus Christ and God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. So today, we are in the very last chapter out of the Gospel of Mark, Mark chapter 16. Wow, we have come a long way. I have been blessed by all of this. Hopefully, you can say the same. So what is the gist of Mark 16? It is simple and straightforward. Jesus has risen, okay? So let's get into these verses. But let me just bring this to your attention. If you have been following me in this teaching out of the Gospel of Mark, in the introduction session, I did explain that this is a very brief to the point gospel. Mark presented events with no chronological order. And we will find that here, because the ending of Mark chapter 16 is very abrupt. It only has, eight verses, but I am teaching out of the NIV translation of the Holy Scriptures, the Bible. So what the NIV translators have done, which I really appreciate it, they have taken the other verses out of the other Gospels, such as the Gospel of John, Matthew, and Luke, and added verses 9 through 20 to give a complete picture of the resurrection, okay? Which is why I have said throughout this teaching, in order to get details of the Lord Jesus' ministry, it's very important to look at the other gospel accounts, because Mark is very brief, and I have been doing so throughout this teaching out of the Gospel of Mark, pointing to other details out of the other gospels. And I had already taught on the Gospel of Matthew, so I have that available right here in this podcast. So we are going to wrap up here Mark, and next we're going to get into Luke. So we will cover all four Gospels and get all of the details so we can get a fuller revelation of the ministry of Jesus Christ. But for today, let's get into these verses now that I have laid the foundation. Mark 16, we begin with verse 1. Now, if you recall, hopefully you listened to the previous session, the Lord Jesus had been condemned to death. He had died on the cross. He had been buried. Everything that had been prophesied had come to fruition. And now, this is the third day. Glory to God. So, Mark 16, verse 1. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James and Salome, brought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. So already we see the love of these women who were following the Lord Jesus throughout his ministry. I had explained in the previous session how the Lord Jesus had many women who followed him to Jerusalem, and they were eyewitness to the crucifixion. So these women were still in Jerusalem. So we are learning how Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome, for their love and devotion to the Lord Jesus, they went to anoint the body. In today, 21st century, it would be like somebody going to the graveyard to leave flowers at the grave site as a sign of devotion and love. So we see that here. Verse 2, very early on the first day of the week, this would be Sunday, just after sunrise, this would be somewhere between 4 to 6 a.m., they were on their way to the tomb. Verse 3, and they asked each other, who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb? Now remember, these women were eyewitness to the burial of Jesus Christ. And as I explained previously, they saw the large tomb placed on the graveside, and guards, Roman soldiers, were guarding the tomb. So these women knew that the tomb was very secured, okay? And we see their boldness here and their love for their master, Jesus Christ, in spite of the fact that they knew the tomb was very guarded by Roman soldiers and there was a large stone placed at the entrance. They were still determined to go and pay love and devotion to God. This is true Bible faith. Boy, they were facing a very difficult, impossible situation. They had seen their Lord and Master condemned to death, crucified, buried, and they just loved him so much. In spite of the risk, they stepped out in faith, heading towards the Lord Jesus' tomb. What about you today? In spite of the impossibilities in your life, do you still reach out to the Lord Jesus Christ, or do you wallow in your self-pity? We are blessed as 21st century followers of Jesus Christ. We have the Holy Spirit indwelling us, revealing more of Christ to us. We really have no excuse to wallow in pity. Look at these women. They were not even aware that the resurrection was going to take place, and they were going to be eyewitness testimony to all this. They were still grieving. And yet, in spite of their fear of the Roman soldiers, they stepped out in faith. Man, they were not even indwelt by the Holy Spirit yet. So we really have no excuse, okay? So we see true Bible faith in action. They went against their pity. These women went against their fear of the Roman soldiers. They were determined to go to Jesus's grave and roll that stone. Wow, amazing. This was almost impossible. They couldn't have done that, but they were determined to do something. I like that. That really blesses me. Nothing is impossible when you're truthfully devoted to God. Okay, verse 4. Now these women had asked each other who would roll the stone away, but we come to verse 4. But when they looked up, apparently they were already at the graveside. When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. Verse 5. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. And this young man was obviously an angel. Oh, glory to God, who sat on the right side after this stone had been rolled, and the women were just alarmed. Verse 6, don't be alarmed, he said. This is the angel talking to them. You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. Glory to God. So we see how the angel told the women. The women were the first blessed ones to receive this news of the resurrection. They were eyewitness evidence that the stone was rolled away. The stone wasn't there. They received this blessed eternal news. And the angel continued, see the place where they laid him. Evidence. So the angel pointed the women to the evidence of where the Lord Jesus was laid, and now he was not there because he is risen. So the angel continued, but go tell his disciples and Peter. Let me pause. Something is happening here. We see how angels, at least right now, are not called or are not equipped to proclaim the witness of Jesus Christ, the risen Christ. We see how the angels are telling the women to go and tell the Lord Jesus' disciples. So obviously, women are called to preach because women were the first ones that the gospel message was given to. Come on, somebody. So don't you tell me women cannot preach. Anyone can preach the good news when they are called by God. In fact, we are all called by God to preach this good news about the risen Christ. So going back to verse 7, the angel told the women, but go tell his disciples and Peter. Why Peter? If you recall, Peter had denied Christ. Peter had wept bitterly and had repented. So by the angel telling these women to go tell Peter, it was a way signaling that the Lord Jesus had forgiven Peter. Peter had been restored back into that relationship with his master, the Lord Jesus. And the Lord Jesus was just beginning his ministry with Peter, because Peter was going to be the one that would preach the first gospel, and 3,000 would come to a saving faith in Jesus Christ, as we are told in the book of Acts. So Peter wasn't done yet. He was just, in fact, beginning his ministry. I just love it. When we think we've come to a place of failure, when we think we've hurt God, we've hurt others, that God cannot use us, friend, with true repentance, God is a forgiving God. God is a God of restoration. God is so willing to restore you back into fellowship and to use you mightily for his kingdom and for his glory and for your blessing. So never give up. God always has a plan if we are willing to come to him for restoration. Okay? So now let's go back. He is going ahead of you. This is now continuing here still with verse 7. But go, I'm rereading verse 7 in context. The angel had told the women, but go, tell his disciples and Peter. He, referring to the Lord Jesus Christ, the risen Christ, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you. So true. We had discussed this out of this same Gospel of Mark, chapter 14, verses 27 through 28, when the Lord Jesus had prophesied that his disciples would abandon him, but he would be risen and he would go ahead of them into Galilee. So we see the Lord Jesus now risen from the dead, and the angel is telling the women to go tell his disciples, bringing back to their remembrance what the Lord Jesus had told them while he was before he was crucified, rather. I just love it how the words of Jesus Christ are 100% trustworthy. So we are now in verse 8. Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. And this afraid here was not like a pathological fear. They was just astonished. It was a reverential awe, a reverential fear, a revelation that, oh my God, is this really happened? They were just in shock, rightfully so. Because in just a moment, their sadness, their depression had just turned into amazing, supernatural, divine joy. So they were just trembling in joy and amazed, friend. And today, those who have truthfully placed their faith in Jesus Christ are still trembling in joy. We are still supernaturally bewildered, and we have this supernatural hour of God's goodness. But those who have not come to Christ as Lord and Savior, they are truthfully are afraid, and they should be afraid, because the resurrection is real. Jesus Christ is real. God is real. This is truth, 100% verifiable. So before we get into the other verses, I want to just remind you here that we see how the angels gave these instructions to the women to tell the disciples to go and spread the good message about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And as I mentioned earlier, we are called to do the same today, likewise. So now, as I had mentioned in the introduction, that verses 9 through 20 out of the NIV and the earliest manuscripts and some other ancient witnesses of the Bible do not have verses 9 and 20 in the Gospel of Mark. So Mark's gospel just ends right here. Okay, so the manuscripts that were used to translate the Gospel of Mark do not have verses 9 to 20, but as I had mentioned, the NIV translators to help us gain a fuller understanding of the resurrection. They have taken verses from the other gospel to add clarity here. So we are going to now go into verse 9. Hello, friends. This is Dr. Ruth here. Thank you for joining me today. I would like to share with you our ministry offer that is available to you as a donation to this ministry throughout my teachings out of the Gospels. So, I have two resources that I know will bless you tremendously, because these two books have blessed hundreds of people. So, the two books all have to do with the ministry of Jesus Christ. So the first one is titled, Who is the Real Jesus? And the second one is titled, Are You Moving Forward with Jesus? So for a ministry donation of $50 or more, this includes shipping and handling. If you live here in the USA, we will mail these two books to you today. Okay, it will provide added clarity, added teaching about the Gospels, the ministry of Jesus, the work of Christ. These are phenomenal resources that would add into the teaching here I'm doing in the Gospels and help you to really have a deeper revelation and walk with the Lord. So again, this comes to us as a donation, and we thank you in advance for considering that. Again, the books are Who is the Real Jesus? And the other one is Are You Moving Forward with Jesus? For a ministry donation of $50 or more if you live in the USA. But if you cannot afford both books and you just want one, it's okay too. We thank you for your donation. So, Who is the Real Jesus? For a donation of $25 or more, including shipping and handling. And then the other book, Are You Moving Forward with Jesus, would be $35, including shipping and handling. We will mail these books to you today. The advantage of getting both books is that you would save $10, okay? So again, this ministry offer is only available for those who live within the USA, because we cannot ship overseas. But if you live overseas and you're listening to me, you can get these books from Amazon. So here is how you can donate through us directly to get this book as a ministry offer. Our safe and secure website is drruthtanyi.org/donate. Again, drruthtanyi.org/donate. And then if you live in the USA, we also receive donations through Zelle. And here's the telephone number for Zelle: 909-501-9031. Again, 909-501-9031. And then we also accept donations through Cash App, and the name there is the $ Dr. Ruth Tanyi. Or if you just want to bless us with it, a one-time donation to help us produce more teachings like this and pay for studio time, we thank you abundantly from the bottom of our hearts. And God says thank you. And God is so faithful that He will bless you back abundantly, exceedingly. So I want to thank you in advance for purchasing this additional ministry resources to help you to gain a better revelation of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Again, we thank you. Here is the teaching. So the information I'm going to discuss now to add clarity and details about the resurrection comes from the Gospel of John, verses 11 through 18. Again, John 20, 11 through 18. So now, verse 9 here in the Gospel of Mark teaches, when Jesus rose early on the first day of the week, He appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom He had driven seven demons. Verse 10, she went and told those who had been with Him and who were mourning and weeping. Verse 11, when they heard that Jesus was alive and that she had seen Him, they did not believe it. Okay, so this content is coming from the Gospel of John 20, 11 through 18. And then let's get into verse 12 here in the Gospel of Mark, the next verses 12 and 13. This content can be found in Luke 24, verses 13 through 35. So Mark 16, verse 12. Afterward, Jesus appeared in a different form to two of them while they were walking in the country, meaning two of his disciples. This is the recent Christ appearance, okay, in the road of Emmaus. Verse 13, these returned, meaning the two of them returned and reported it to the rest, but they did not believe them either. So as we are getting a detailed account of the resurrection, we are learning that besides Thomas, some of the other disciples of the Lord Jesus did not believe right away when Mary and the other women told them that they had seen the risen Christ. That is what we are learning here. So verse 14 here out of the Gospel of Mark 16, the content I'm going to discuss in verse 14 can be found in the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 24 through 31. So Mark 16, 14. Later, Jesus appeared to the 11 as they were eating. He rebuked them for their lack of faith and their stubborn refusal to believe those who had seen him after he had risen. Okay, so we move on to verse 15 here, still out of the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16. So Mark 16, 15, the content I'm about to cover here, you can find it in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 16 through 18, and also Luke 24, verses 50 through 53. So let's get back Mark 16, 15. He said to them, this is the Lord Jesus, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Verse 16, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. Verse 17, and these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands. And when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people and they will get well. Glory to God. We see here how the Lord Jesus is blessing his followers with delegated power and authority in his name. We come to verse 19. After the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was taken up into heaven and he sat at the right hand of God. Verse 20. Then the disciples went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord walked with them and confirmed his word by signs that accompanied it. Exactly. When the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news of Jesus Christ is proclaimed, signs and wonders such as transformed lives, miracles will take place, because the word of God is God. God is his word. The word of God is truth. So just in case you were writing out this other scriptures that add clarity to the resurrection, I'm going to repeat that again. Just to recap here, Mark 16 actually ends in verse 8, but the NIV translators added other scriptures out of the gospel to add clarity to the details surrounding the resurrection. So I am going to recommend that you go and listen to my teaching out of the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 27 and 28 in context, and get details about the resurrection there. And then if you were taking down notes, write down these additional scriptures to study to add details, the ones I had gone over. That was John 20, 11 through 18. Luke 24, 13 through 35. John 20, 24 through 31. Matthew 28, 16 through 18. Luke 24, 50 through 3. So that brings us to the end of the Gospel of Mark and to the end of the Lord Jesus' ministry in accordance with Mark's Gospel and Jesus' ministry ending with the resurrection. So what are the major principles and applications we have learned out of the Gospel of Mark chapter 16? Number one, God is 100% faithful. God is 100% faithful to his word and to his promises. We see the resurrection happening. Okay, so you can trust God's word wholeheartedly. Number two, the Lord Jesus Christ is trustworthy. We have learned how his words all came to pass. Everything he told his disciples happened exactly as he prophesied it. You can trust the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Number three, death is not to be afraid of. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 55 through 58 teaches, O death, where is your sting? The fear of death has been removed. The Lord Jesus has conquered death. We, as followers of Jesus Christ, we have victory over death. Again, that was out of 1 Corinthians 15, 55 through 58. And here is how I often say it. As Christians, we do not die, okay? We transition from this life into eternity in the presence of the triune God. So it's just a moment of transition because the Lord Jesus is risen from the dead. He has defeated death. He has defeated Satan hands down. Number four, principle and application, the resurrection power, that same power that raised the Lord Jesus from the dead is available to you if you believe, out of Romans 8, 11 and many other scriptures. Because we have that same God, the triune God living on the inside of us. So that same power is available to us. But by faith, we have to activate that supernatural divine power. And recall, the Christian life is not the natural life. If you are a follower of Jesus Christ and you're trying to live as a Christian by trying to figure out things, you are not a true follower then. Because a Christian life is a supernatural life whereby you die to your own will and you choose God's will because it's best for you anyway. Okay, you make Jesus Christ not just your Savior, you make him your Lord. You submit to his teachings. You submit to the will of God. You allow the Holy Spirit to transform you from glory to glory. And God is available. So you do have that supernatural power on the inside of you to live this life as you allow God to live it in and through you. That is really what the Christian life is all about. We just die to ourselves and we allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us. We do not try to figure out things. We trust God. And we train ourselves to listen to the voice of God. And how do you do that? You study his word, you meditate on scriptures, and the more you meditate on scriptures, the more you will start to clearly hear the voice of God. Number five, what are the major principles and application? The resurrection of Jesus Christ serves as a perfect witness for us to witness to the dying world. Only Jesus Christ, wow, died and was raised from the dead and is alive today. Only Jesus Christ. We just went over those scriptures that the resurrection took place with eyewitness verifiable evidence. We talked about how the Lord Jesus appeared to two followers on the road of Emmaus. We discussed that out of the Gospel of Luke. The Lord Jesus, the risen Christ, appeared to his disciples. He appeared to the women at the tomb. And we are told out of 1 Corinthians, the Lord Jesus appeared to over 500 people at the same time. And even here in the 21st century, the Lord Jesus, the risen Christ, is still appearing to people in vision. And so this is real. Jesus Christ is alive. But most importantly, if you have made him Lord and Savior, he is living in your heart by faith through the Holy Spirit. So we have the perfect witness of the risen Christ to witness to the dying world, because it will be God, the Holy Spirit, working in and through us. So this is a substance and the validation that we have to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as he told us in the Great Commission. And when I do the conclusion of the book of Mark, I will talk more about the Great Commission. So stick with me. But the body of believers, the body of Christ, we have the power of the resurrection, the validation and the substance of the resurrection to boldly preach Christ to others. And you in your personal life, you can do likewise, okay? And number six, another principle and application here, the resurrection of Jesus Christ confirms 100% that he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that Jesus Christ is who he says he is, God in the flesh, King of Kings, ruler of the heavens and the earth, Lord of Lords. He will come here in his glory and rule. This confirms his identity as the only Messiah. There is no doubt to this. There is no other human being who has been raised from the dead, bodily form, except Jesus Christ. This is the final absolute confirmation of his identity as the only Messiah, Savior of the world, King of Kings. But if you do not believe in the resurrection, there's nothing else for you to believe in, because this is it. The Lord Jesus dying on the cross was great. And today in the body of Christ, we celebrate that as Good Friday. That was excellent because he took upon our sins and our curses on his perfect, sinless body. That was great. But it did not end there. It ended with the resurrection. Had Jesus just died and stayed in that grave, we would not have the witness that we have today. But he rose from the dead, bodily form, verified by eyewitness testimony. This is it. He is who he says he is, the Messiah. Number seven, a piggyback to number six, Jesus Christ is alive, living in the hearts of his true followers in the form of his Holy Spirit. So the conclusion to this chapter is that if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I want to give you the opportunity to do so. I have been talking about accepting Jesus Christ, coming into relationship with God through Jesus Christ. This is it. There is no other human being in the history of the world who claimed to be God, backed it up, was raised from the dead, and appeared to eyewitnesses except Jesus Christ. This is it. You don't need to figure it out anymore. You accept Jesus Christ as the Messiah by faith. You open up your heart and you accept him, and then things will start to make sense. It's only then. So if you're trying to figure out before you accept, you are in error. Because we accept God by faith, okay? Mm-hmm. No man has seen God except Jesus Christ. So we accept that God is real by faith. And then once we make that decision by faith, then the Holy Spirit starts to reveal more into our hearts. Are you getting me here? It is impossible to please God without faith. Faith is what God will reward. And in this case, you have to come to Jesus Christ by faith. Stop the reasoning in your head. Acts 4:12. There is only one name given unto mankind that salvation must come, the man Jesus Christ, because he was God 100% and man 100%. And if you have never listened to me before, let me just explain briefly why. He was God 100% because only Jesus Christ in the history of the world experienced this supernatural divine conception by God the Holy Spirit. His mother Mary was found to be pregnant by a child. We are told that in the gospel, specifically the gospel of Matthew, Mary had a supernatural conception. Okay, Jesus Christ, through his conception supernaturally by God the Holy Spirit, he did not inherit a sinful nature. He bypassed that sinful seed that every human being born into this world by a woman inherits because of the transgression committed by Adam and Eve, as recorded in Genesis chapter 3. Morality will not gain you good standard with God, because just being born into this world qualifies you as a sinner. Because we have one common ancestors, Adam and Eve. And when they messed up in the garden, as recorded in Genesis chapter 3, mankind fell from grace and sin and death entered into God's perfect creation. But God has resolved this issue by sending Jesus Christ. So you can be a good person, you can be a morally outstanding person, but in God's eye, all have sinned and fall short of his glory. You have to come to God through Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to God the Father except through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ himself said that out of the Gospel of John 14:6. He loves you eternally. For God so loved the world that he sent his one and only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. I am paraphrasing John 3:16. You are a whosoever. It's for whosoever believes. It's not for some special people. It's for anyone who believes in Jesus Christ as the Messiah, Savior of the world. He died for the sins of the entire world. But whosoever believes can come into this relationship with God, the Father, through Jesus Christ. You may still be wondering, believe what and how do you do that? Believe in the things I've been saying about Jesus Christ. He is the Messiah, Savior of the world. He died. On the third day, he was raised from the dead and he is alive. If you believe these things, the Bible teaches us out of Romans 10:9, if you believe it in your heart, and you confess that with your mouth, you shall be saved. Because it is with the heart that man believes, and you confess it, and then you are saved. So if you are ready, if you are feeling that these things are true in your heart, that is the Holy Spirit enabling you to open your heart to receive Christ. So if that is the case, don't let Satan talk you out of this. Just repeat this simple prayer with me. Just say, dear God, thank you for the forgiveness of my sins. I believe in my heart and I am now confessing that the Lord Jesus died on the cross for me. And on the third day, he was raised from the dead and he is alive. Dear Jesus, I invite you into my heart. Make me a new person. By faith, I believe you've accepted me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Friend, if you said that genuinely based on the authority of the Holy Scripture, God's perfect, infallible word, I pronounce you a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. The angels are rejoicing. God is pleased with you. You are a child of God, sealed by the Holy Spirit. Out of Ephesians 1:13, God knows you personally, so walk in the goodness of God. Thank you, Father God. Friend, if you would like, and I really encourage you, contact me, info@drruthtanyi.org. Visit our website, drruthtanyi.org, and send me an email. I want to personally send you a book that will help you grow into your relationship with God through Jesus Christ. We will also attach the links in the description box, so just click and contact me. Welcome into God's kingdom. And stick with me throughout this Bible teaching podcast, and you will truly grow in the knowledge of God and find a church locally that teaches truthfully from the Bible and exalt God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. A church that truthfully believes in the Word of God, and attend church regularly, get involved in ministry, and just ask the Holy Spirit to transform you from glory to glory, and he will do that. Thank you for joining me today. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you as we have come to the close of this phenomenal, blessed study out of the Gospel of Mark. I just thank you for all the listeners who have followed me throughout this series, and those who will continue to follow me, those who will join me in listening in these teachings. Oh God, Father God, I have proclaimed your words. I have taught and revealed the ministry of Jesus Christ to them. I now trust you, God the Holy Spirit, to take your truths and make it a reality to each of their hearts. I know that your word is truth 100%. I know that your word never returns void. So I believe in faith that all those who are listening to me today, those who will listen later on, you are speaking to their hearts. You're making your word a reality in their hearts. You are meeting them at the place of their unique needs, God. I ask you to reveal more of yourself to all of them. I ask you to keep them protected. You help keep them grounded in your word. Even as they have the desire to know more of you, you have a desire to reveal more of yourself to them. I pray you draw them closer to you. Thank you, God, for your word is truth. We believe in you. We believe in your word. So I thank you that you continue to protect all of the listeners. You guide them. You reveal more truths to them in their hearts. You take these teachings, transform their lives, and in turn, make them great disciples to teach others, because that is your will. Father, I thank you. And for all those who have accepted Jesus Christ for the first time, we say thank you for salvation. We thank you for the resurrection. We thank you that we have no fear of death, because death is no more. We will transition into eternity to join you at the right time. While we are here on earth, help us as we proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Embolden us as we step out in faith to proclaim this good news with the dying world, for this is your will. And we know we are partakers with you, God, to step out in faith to preach Christ. Father, thank you for today. Thank you for such a blessed day. I just pray that your blessing chases all of the listeners. Your protection is upon them. Your goodness and your mercy will chase them the rest of their days. Thank you. And I have prayed all this in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And all those who agree with me say, Amen. Let it be done according to your word. Thank you, God. Friend, listen to the announcer who will tell you more about our ministry. And I want to personally ask you to just stay in contact with the ministry. And we ask for your love, give donation into our ministry so we can produce more shows like this and bless many, many other people. So listen to the announcer who will tell you more how you can support the ministry. And join me next time as I will discuss the conclusion to the Gospel of Mark that I know will truthfully bless you. God loves you.
As you have been blessed, can you bless us back with a financial donation so we can produce more teachings and bless others in return? This program is solely sponsored by the financial donations from friends and listeners like you. We need your financial support in order to reach more people with Dr. Ruth's simple but profound life-changing messages. To make a one-time donation, visit our website, drruthtanyi.org. That's drruthtanyi.org. Look for the donation button and donate right there. It is a very secure, simple, and easy process. Or, for more of an impact, would you prayerfully consider becoming a Christ-centered monthly partner with us? While on our website, you will find all of the information about becoming a Christ-centered partner. As a monthly partner, your regular prayers and financial support will enable us to produce more Bible teachings in order to reach more people and transform their lives with God's Word. For those of you who prefer regular mail, you can send your donation to us. Here's the address: Dr. Ruth Tanyi Ministries, P.O. Box 1806, Loma Linda, California, 92354. You can also email us with your questions about becoming a partner. Here's the email address: info@drruthtanyi.org. That's info at drruthtanyi.org. Or you can always call us at 909 383 7978. Dr. Ruth Tanya Ministries is a federal government-approved 501c corporation, which means that all your donations are 100% tax-deductible as allowed by the law. We thank you in advance for your kind donation and prayers. We pray for God's love and presence to anchor your soul today in Christ Jesus. I am Chris Oram. Stay blessed, and goodbye for now.